The Eddie B. Sitt edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Besimana Tama, Gemara, Baba Mitzia, Daf Bet. Today's Daf is being studied for Ash Shabbat Moshe Ben Dina, Velelu Nishmat Panatze Kenati Yafa Batzara, Velelu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf, the beginning of the Masechet, daf bet, right at the beginning, first, Mishnah. Shenayim ohazim betallet. Ze omer ani mesatiha. Ze omer ani mesatiha. You have two people that are holding on to a tallet. And each one claims, I found it. I found it first. Ze omer kula sheli. Ze omer kula sheli. Each one claims the whole talet is mine. The whole talet belongs to me. Each one is claiming 100%. So what do you do in this case? So the Mishnah has a rule. Ze yishava she'en lo ba pachot mechatsia ze yishava she'en lo ba pachot mechatsia v'yachloku. So they both have to make a shivua. Make a swear. I swear that I don't own less than half. And he swears, I swear I don't own less than half. And then the deen is, yahloku. They split the talit equally. Rashi. Shenayim ochazim betalit. Rashi gives us some rules. Davka ochazim. It's only talking about the mamash holding it. Two guys are holding the talit. Dishnehem muhzakim ba. Each one is considered a muhzak. They're holding it. Ve'en leze koach ba yoter mizeh. Nobody has a stronger claim than the other guy. Which means I'm not more believed than the other guy. We're both holding on to it. However, she'ilu hayta biyad echad lebado. If one guy was holding the talet, and the other guy is claiming, it's mine. Have ida chamotzi mechavero, ve'alav lehavi ra'aya be'edim, she'ishelo. Which means the guy that's holding it is called the muhzak. His friend says, that's mine. What's yours? I'm holding it. I'm the muhzak. It's mine. Until you can bring proof that it's yours. He's not even believed with a shivua. I swear it's mine. You swear up and down. Doesn't mean anything. You have to bring witnesses that can prove that it's yours. But in this case over here, what do you want us to do? They're both holding it. Nobody's claim is stronger than the next guy. He's not believed more than the other guy. So then we invoke a shivua. That's she. Ze omer kula sheli. The Gemara mefaresh lemay tana tarti. The Gemara is going to have to explain the language of this Mishnah because it's still difficult because the Mishnah is redundant. The Mishnah says, זה אומר אני מסתיה וזה אומר אני מסתיה זה אומר כולה שלי וזה אומר כולה שלי. It's redundant. I found it, I found it. You found it, it's yours. You're saying the whole thing is yours. You're saying I found it. He's saying it's all mine. You're saying it's all mine. It's the same thing. Gemara will have to explain the double language. נשי, זה ישבה מפרש בגמרא שבעה זו למה. We need the Gemara to explain to us where is the שבועה, where does the שבועה come from? שאין לו בא פחות מחציה. בגמרא מפרש אמי תיקון כהי לשנה באח שבועה. Every word in this Mishnah has these pirush. Why do they make them swear in such a language? I swear that I don't own less than half. What's that lashon of a language? זה ישבר שאין לו בפחות מחציה. Gemara will have to explain exactly why they made the text of the שבועה like that. So we need three questions already that she poses on the Mishnah. Number one, the redundancy. Number two, where did they get the Shivu'ah in the first place? What is the Shivu'ah called? And number three, the language of the Shivu'ah. I swear that I don't own less than half. Good. Next case. Case number two of the Mishnah. Case number two is like this. Ze omer kula sheli. וזה אומר חציה שלי. Oh. Again, two guys holding on to the talet. One guy says, like in the first case, the whole talet belongs to me. I found it. other guy says, I agree that half belongs to you, but half belongs to me. So they're really arguing on half. The other fellow is conceding on the other half. He's just saying, you don't own the whole. Half of that whole belongs to me. So the deen is like this. Ha'omer kula sheli yishava she'en lo ba pachot m'shlosha halakim. The guy that's claiming kula sheli has to make a shivu'a again. What's the shivu'a? I swear that I don't own less than three quarters. Ve'omer chatsia sheli yishava she'en lo ba pachot m'rabia. And the guy that says half, he has to swear that he doesn't own less than a quarter. Zenotil shlosha halakim v'zenotil rabia. And then they'd split it. Three quarters and one quarter. That's she. Ze omer, chetshe sheli, modehu. He admits, shahetzi shel havero. In this case over here, he's conceding the other half. Ve endanin ela al chetshe. You're only judging on half. Hilkach, ze omer kula sheli, yeshava. Kimishpat arishon. Just like the same ratio of the first. Mashin danin alav. Nishfa'in. Whatever they're judging on, that's what he has to swear on. The first half is nothing to talk about. Ela, the judgment is on the second half. Shenem she'en lechol echad bo pachot mechetzio. So basically, it's the same ratio that each one has to swear that he doesn't have less than half. V'notel kol echad. Chetzio. So here, the first half is off the board. So he has to say that I swear that I don't have less than three quarters, which means the half that he has already plus half of the second half. And then the other guy comes along and says that he swears also that he doesn't have less than half of the half that they are discussing on. So it's really the same ratio that they both have to swear that they don't own less than half. And then the deen is what? Yahloku. Then, of course, they divide it equally. We'll have to see why the Mishnah needed to give us a second case that the Chavurah is following the same principles. Okay. Next case of the Mishnah. Hayu shenem rochbim al gabe behema. If two guys, they're riding on an animal. Now this case is going to be exactly what we said, like by the talit. Now make it to an animal. Two guys are sitting on the animal. Each guy's claiming the animal's mine. Or sheya echad rochev ve'echad manhig. But they don't have to actually be riding the animal. One guy could be riding the animal, and the other guy is pulling the animal. He's manhig. He's drawing the animal. זה אומר כולה שלי, וזה אומר כולה שלי. זה יישבע שאין לו פחות מחדשייה, וזה יישבע שאין לו פחות מחדשייה, ויחלוקו. Okay, same case. Each guy swears that he doesn't own less than half, and they split it. לשי, היו שני מרוחבים, לשמעינן אתה. Oh, it's coming to teach us something. What is it coming to teach us? It's the אלף. דרוכב ומנהיג שניהם שווים לקנות בהמה מן ההפקר. The chidush in this part of the Mishnah is that not only the rochev, the guy who's riding, he's considered a mahzik, but also the guy that's off the floor, that's on the floor, walking the animal, that's considered a mahzik as well. The chidush, this is the manhig and the rochev are equal. By a talet, you have to be mamash holding the talet. By an animal, either a rochev or manig is the same status to be zochev or mefker. We're talking about a mitziah, you found it. Last part of the Mishnah. Bezman shem modin, o sheyesh lehem edim, cholkim belo shivua. Which means, in the case where they are modeh, that they both picked up the talet at the same time, they're modeh. Listen, we both picked up simultaneously. Or sheyesh lehem edim, or there's witnesses that to attest to the fact that they both picked it up at the same time. Chokim below Shavua. I don't need a Shavua in that case. I have the witnesses that testify. Well, they themselves are Modeh. So already I don't need a Shavua, and the deen is going to be Yachloku. Now, this is an obvious deen, and the Gemara is going to explain this as well. The Gemara says that she teaches us what the Hadush in this case is. The Gemara quotes the Fahit, Mefarish the Behayashmi'inan, Tamagviya Mitzia la Havero Kana Havero. Let's talk about a case where one guy picked it up for his friend. He didn't pick it up for his own kinyan, let's say. Or he picked it up for himself and his friend. So the deen is yachloku. Hadush is that on the mitzi'ah, one person picks it up, he can be kone it for the other guy. Like the Gemara is going to explain it. Okay. Good. Okay, now we start the Gemara. Lama li limitna ze omer ani mitzatiha. Ze omer ani mitzatiha. Ze omer kula sheli. Ze omer kula sheli. Litni hada hada. Correct. Gemara's question is, why does the Mishnah have to be redundant? The first case, the guy says, Ze omer kula sheli, Ze omer kula sheli, Ze omer ani mitzatiha. Same thing, I found it. It's all mine. Basically, they're saying the same thing twice. The guy that says, I found it, what does he mean? It's all mine. The guy that's saying, it's all mine, it means I found it. I mean, man of check, he's saying the same thing twice. What do you need the double claim? That's the Gemara's question. So again, let's read the words inside. Lama li limitna ze omer ani mitzatiya vezene omer ani mitzatiya ze omer kolashti veze omer kolashti litni hada. Put the question mark over there. Just say one of them. Gemara answers hada ketani. It's really all one case. Read it like this. Ze omer ani mitzatiya vekolashti veze omer ani mitzatiya vekolashti. It's not two cases. It's one case. This guy's saying, I found it, and it's all mine. And this guy's saying, I found it, and it's all mine. It's all really one case. So Gemara says, nah, I can't accept that. Vilitni ani mitzatiya, period. Ve'anayadana de kodashiri. That's really the question. Just say, I found it. What does it mean, he found it? He found it means it's all mine. You don't have to say kodashiri. When you're just saying ani mesatia, so the Gemara says like this: the word ani mesatia can give us the wrong message, right? Itan ani mesatia alone, have amina my mesatia reitiha, afagav de lo ataliyade biria bealma kani. I would have thought, Misatiya, I found it first. Meaning what? I saw it first. And therefore I could be misled to think that there's a kinyan of Ri'iyah. And that's not so. You can't make a kinyan just by looking at it. I saw it first. Who cares if you saw it first? If I'm walking in the street and I see a mitzi'ah, I'm not going in until I pick it up. But if I would have said, Ze omer ani mitzatiya, I found it first. Found it sounds like I saw it first. So therefore the Mishnah has to be clearer and say, Kula Sheli, meaning Sheli, it's mine, which is Mashma, he's holding it. Sheli, hey, this is mine. Therefore the Sheli has to interpret that it's more than a Ri'iyah. Oh, so comes Gemara and says, so therefore Tana Kula Sheli, that's why the Mishnah has to use the long language, it's all mine, the Bir'iyah, no kani. Good. So the word ani mitzatiha would not be sufficient. So Gemara says, wait. Would I have made such a mistake on the words ani mitzatiha? Umi matzit amart mai mitzatiha ri'itiha? Would I have made that mistake to think that mitzatiha means I saw it? And if I would make a mistake to think that a mitzi'ah can be niknit bir'iyah, because the Mishnah says yachloku. So therefore, it sounds like they are koneh. Would I have made such a mistake? Ve'amar avnai, we learned umsata. Torah is talking about hashavat aveda. When the Torah talks about a guy finds an aveda, it says umsata. We learned already in Baba Kama, the Gemara explained these words umsata de'atai liyade mashma, where it got to his hands. Umsata is mashma. He found it already, meaning he's holding it. So the word ze omer ani mitzatiha is mashma. It got to his hands. So I would not have made a mistake to think mitzatiha means ze'iya. Look at Rashi. Ve'amar Ravinai or Ravnai. I should look at the Rashi before. Tana kula sheli b'hazaka gemura shigbati tehila ve'atat tafasta miyadi mishzachiti ba. That's really the claim in the Mishnah. The guy is claiming I picked it up first, and then you pulled it out of my hands. Each guy is claiming that. No, I picked it up first. But teumel kula sheli, meaning I was tofes first. Ve'amar Ravnai b'baba kama b'gozel. Umsata de atali adam ashma ve'afilu hachi achicha ve'lo oved kuchavim ve'lo otem akim mi'et lachmana oved kuchavim echa de'lo atali adai di'israel lo mechayiv le'mitra ala u'ladure aval atali adam mechayiv le'azad avedato asura. Remember the Gemara of the Rebbe Kama was discussing that you don't have to return the aveda v'goy because the pasuk says achicha. So the Gemara said, wait, maybe you don't have to return aveda v'goy means that you don't have to pick it up. But once you picked it up, maybe you have to return it. So the Gemara says, no, even after you picked it up, you don't have to return it. Shira emar umsata. Masma, even after you picked it up, it's yours. You don't have to return it to the goy. So you still want umsata as mashma after you picked it up. So how is this Gemara coming along and telling me, oh, if it would have said ani misatiya, I would have thought it meant ani itiya. Gemara b'Baba Kama tells us the word mitzia as mashma, where you picked it up. So Gemara says, you know something? I'll answer to you. In umtzata dekra de'ata liyade mashma. When you have this, there's two languages in the world. There's Torah language, and then there's Lishna de'alma. There's the language of the people. In Torah language, the word umtzata means he picked it up. Umiyu tana lishna de'alma nakat. But the Mishnah is using vernacular of the regular people. And when you use the word, I found it, it sounds like I saw it. When the hazi le amar, ana ashkahit. Ba'afagav, de lo atali yade, b'riya be'alma kani, tani kola sheli, de b'riya be'alma lo kani la. Vernacular is when a person says, hey, I found it. He uses that word, I found it, even when he sees it. So therefore, the Mishnah needs to clarify that, oh, don't think ani misatiya. It's ani misatiya v'kula sheli. And it's all mine, meaning I actually am holding it. Now, if we were reading the Torah, the word mitziah would have automatically meant I'm holding on to it. But we're not reading the Torah, we're reading the Lashon of the Mishnah. So therefore, the Gemara explains. Now, there's an obvious question the Gemara is going to ask. Forget about the whole word mitziah. Just say, kula sheli. Velitni kula sheli, velobare ani misatiha. That's right. Cut out the whole controversial word, ani misatiha. Let the Mishnah just say, ze omer kula sheli. You told me kula sheli is mashma. I picked it up first, and you grabbed it out of my hand. It's all mine. I was the muhzak. Don't give me words, misatiha, that I needed to define it with another word. Cut out the controversial words in the first place. Before we get to that answer to this question, let's read Rashi. Be'alma diktani mitzata mitzatiha bechol makom sheshaninu shemotzim mitzia kana. In vernacular, the word mitzatiha, anytime it says mitzatiha, by a mitzia in Lashon Mishnah, hayava amina de mitzia kani la mishat ri'iyah. Telo ashmi'inan shum tana דלא קנינה אלא בהגבהה, להכי השמינן הכי המשנה יתרה. Amazing. There's no place where I know that ראייה is not קונה by a מציאה. Because it always says, by מציאה המוצא, maybe that's good. So from the Mishnah Yetera over here, it teaches me by saying, Kulasheli, it teaches me that what? That Metzi'ah means, not Re'iyah, it means Hagbaha. If it just would have said Metzi'ah, Ani Metzatiyah, that's Re'iyah. And that's what I would have said all over. Whenever it says the word Hamotzeh by Metzi'ot, Harueh. To say, to explain to me, no, it means really, Agbaha, Metziah is not a, okay, but that's nice, but for our purposes, for this Mishnah, you don't need it. What are you getting involved in that for? Our purpose is now, you're teaching me, that we're both holding on to the Talit. So say, Zeomer Kulashili, finish, what do you need the Metziah for? So come to get what else says. Itani kula sheli. Oh, if it would have said kula sheli alone, havamina be'alma diktani mitzatiha b'riya be'alma kani. Oh, because I would have been misled. If it would have said over here kula sheli, I would have made a mistake in other places when it says mitziah. Yeah, the Mishnah wants to help me in other places. It's not only interested in teaching me something over here. I want to teach me definition of words. Our Mishnah would have said, Zeh omer kula sheli, vezeh omer kula sheli. Oh, kula sheli, that's a word of acquisition, he's holding it. What does mitzatiyah mean? Mitzatiyah must mean re'iyah. So I would have thought that if the Mishnah did not put the word mitzi'ah next to kula sheli, I would always misinterpret mitzi'ah to mean re'iyah, unless it says Kula sheli means acquisition, but mitziah means le'iyah. That's why the Mishnah has to say both to explain that when a guy says mitzatiha, it means kula sheli, that he actually made an acquisition. So it's not to make a mistake somewhere else. Again, if I only says kula sheli, that's the word of acquisition. Yeah, kula sheli, I'm holding it. But mitziah means le'iyah. That's why whenever I'm going to learn other Mishnayot, Hamotzeh, Aveda, it means Yisot. So I want to help you, so you shouldn't make a mistake in other Mishnayot. So I tell you, you know what? Zeh omer ani mitzatiyah. You know what mitzatiyah means? Zeh omer kula sheli. So now you know that the word mitzatiyah is not the Iyah, it is indeed a lashon of Hagbaha. Tana ani mitzatiyah, vehadar, tana kula sheli, dimi Mishnah yetera, from the extra language, Hashmi'ina diri'iya lokani. Very good. Now the Gemara says, so it's all one case basically. So basically, ze omer kula sheli, veze omer kula sheli, ze omer ani mitzatiha, ze omer ani mitzatiha. It's all one case. Double languages, but just teach me what the word mitzatiha means. That it's not diri'iya, and don't make a mistake anywhere else. Very good. But it's not mashma like that from the Mishnah. Why? Umim matzit amart hada ketani? Is it really one case? Veha ze veze ketani. Ze omer ani mitzatiya. Veze omer ani mitzatiya. Ze omer kula sheli. Veze omer kula sheli. If it was one case, the Mishnah should have put it all together. Ze omer ani mitzatiya vekula sheli. Veze omer ani mitzatiya vekula sheli. What do you have to say? Ze omer ani mitzatiyah. Ze omer mitzatiyah. That's like one case. Ze omer kula sheli. Ze omer kula sheli. Maspa, that's another case. Which means you're learning, it's all one story, the same guys, two guys, Reuven and Shimon, they're walking in the street, they both found the same talit. This guy's claiming, it's my talit, this guy's claiming my talit. The double language, it's all one case, but it's not mashma, it's one case. It sounds like there's another hidden case here in the Mishnah from the fact that the Mishnah said twice, ze omer, ze omer. That's one case. Ze omer, ze omer. That's another case. Gemara says, look at Rashi. Ve'aze ve'ze ketani. Kabe betzati atana ze omer. Ve'gebe kula sheli ketani ze omer. Ve'ihadahu, if it was really one case, Hakiv ayla limitni. Ze omer mitzati ha vikula sheli. I just say it all together. So Yona says, you're right. Amar papa, ve'etima rafshimi bar asher, ve'am lila kidi, kidi is the name of a tana, resha bimsi'a, ve'sefa, bimikach u'mimkar. First case, like we learned, ani misatiya. That's a mitzia. Two guys walking in the street. There was a lost object in the middle of the street, a talit. And the argument over there between these two guys is what? Who picked it up first? Well, this guy says, I picked it up first. They're both holding on to it. Now, I picked it up first, and you grabbed it out of my hand. That's why you're holding it with me. And the other guy says the exact opposite. I picked it up first, and you came and grabbed it out of my hand. That's why you're holding half of it. A mitzia case. Oh, but you know what the kulash sheli and the kulash sheli is? Different story. That's talking about mikach u'mimkar, transaction. Right. What does it mean, transaction? Buying and selling. One guy comes along and says, I bought it. Another guy says, no, I bought it. He sold it to me. No, he sold it to me. They're arguing who the seller sold it to. And each guy's claiming, oh, he sold it to me. And they're holding on to it. What is they holding on to it for? Because he sold it to me. What do you mean? No, same thing. You grabbed it out of my hand, but he sold it to me. It's machloket in mikach u'mimkar. Look at the bottom nashi. Who bought it exactly? Look at the bottom nashi. Mikach u'mimkar. Kenitia miyad peloni. Yeah, I bought it from this guy. He said, no, I bought it from this guy. Now, the Chavra, I have a very easy solution to that one. Go ask the guy. Who did you sell it to? That's my last question. Vedavka mikach u'mimkar u'damnin an yachloku b'shvu'ah. Oh, now, and what's the deen of the Mishnah? Each guy swear. I swear that I don't own less than half. He gets half the item, and the same thing. The ikar de mimar shenehem kanauha. Now, how could you say both of them bought an item? Listen, we're not gonna. The rule is we're not gonna make people make a shivu'ah where one guy for sure is gonna be lying. Jeez, by mitzi'ah, it is possible that the two guys picked it up at the same time. I said, if it's not necessarily lying, but the guy sold it to two people, so that she says, v'lishneem nitratzeh mocher. Yeah, it could be that the mocher was nitratzeh to both of them. Aba ze omer ani aragtiha. Veze omer ani aragtiha lo yahloku. Devadai had minayu ramayhu. Vete munachat ad shevo Eliyahu. Which means, if each guy's claim is, I wove the talit. You know, I wove the talit. Hey, listen, only one of you guys could have weaved the talit. And therefore, in that case, we're not going to say, oh, Zayishava. One guy's a definite liar over here. You only invoke a Shivu'ara, she says, where it's possible both of them could be saying, Emet. By Mitzia, we both picked it up. By even Mikach u'Mimkar, it's possible he was the traseh to sell it to both of them. Due to you. And the guy himself forgot. Which guy, he really was an intracito, or he was an intracito both. Huh? He didn't forget, he was an intracito both. Not forgot, he was an intracito both. So it's possible, yeah, what do you mean? I'm the guy and I'm the guy. So you're not lying. But in the case where it's definitely to bring to a Shavuot Shav, that she says, ani araktiha, that we wouldn't accept, because you both didn't weave it. But the Sheilah really is now, what are you two cases for? The Chaura, ani mitzatiya, ani kaniti ota, ani kaniti ota. It's oto davar. So Gemara says, v'tzericha, you need both cases. Oh, how the Gemara makes it tzrichuta? Di'itana mitzia. If the Mishnah just would have gave us the case of mitzia, ani mitzatiya. Hava amina. מציאה ודרעמו רבנן שבועה עלה משום דמורה מורה means he rationalizes מורה היתר ואמר חבריי לב מידי חסר בה. Listen, guy rationalizes by a מציאה and says, my friend is not losing anything over here. After all, it's a מציאה, it's a windfall, it's a problem. It wasn't his talit. Found it. Izil, it peace. What do I lose? Let me go grab half the talit, ve'it pedig ba'adeh, and I'll split it. Which means, we're not going to let a guy make a shivua if we're choshed that the guy is going to make a, that the guy's a liar. If the guy's an outright thief, you don't believe in shivua. And the guy that's hashud on gezela is hashud on shivua. So I could say, you know, in mitziah, the guy's really not a gazlan. The guy rationalizes. Not doing something so wrong. The guy's not a bad guy in the sense he wants to steal something. Listen, the guy found it. The guy, it's not his. Meaning, it wasn't his that he owned it. So what's the difference? I'll go take half. He gets half, I'll get half. He rationalizes his behavior. He doesn't think himself as a ganav, a gazlan. So I would say, in that case, where he's rationalizing his behavior, then I'll say, you put a shivwa on him, because he's the emar on the shivwa. Because in his brain, he's not a bad guy. However, aval, mikach o memkar, but by the case where I bought it, and I bought it, telekad memarache, emalo, well, you can't say this. Why can't you say this? And in this case over here, this guy over here bought an item. Your friend bought an item. If he bought the item, he needs that item. He needs the item. It's like a guy found a talit. He doesn't need a talit. So in that case, you know what? What am I doing anyway? I'm not such a bad guy. He didn't need the talit. He found the talit. Oh, I'll take care of it. Big deal. A shaker, when a guy goes to the store, buys something. So he needs it. So by you coming along and not coming along, saying, so now you're a troublemaker. You're a liar. Now you're taking something that belongs. So I would have thought maybe shivua in this case won't work. The guy that's chashud to take something that somebody else needs is chashud maybe to make a shivua. Now even though, mind you, the guy is paying for you. The Gemara is going to explain. Read Rashi. Ava mekach o memkar. Second line. Both gave money to the mocher, by the way. We're not talking about an outright guy that's a gazlan. They both paid for it. Which means they both gave money. One guy paid for it willingly, and the other guy threw the money at the guy. And the mocher forgot which guy gave him the money willingly, and which guy threw the money at him. So when the guy's coming along and saying, I bought it, in his brain he knows that he threw the money by force. So the guy's but he paid. So that she says, "Ushiyahloku yitoze hetzi ma'otav, vetze hetzi ma'otav." And therefore, nobody's going to really lose out. When they decide to split it, he'll get half of the item, and he'll get half of the item. So therefore, why would I think that the guy's a liar, which is the chaura? The guy's not coming to cheat anybody over here. Which means, he paid. Okay, so therefore, you'll get half the item, Each guy will get what he paid for, and therefore, finished. It's still a loss. Why? That's the point. If the guy didn't need it, he wouldn't have went out of his way to buy it. This guy's coming along and saying, half of it's mine. I'll pay the other half. I'll pay him. I'm not saying... Or is claiming that... He paid half. You're right, from that standpoint, you're an honest guy. But we would have a hava, I mean that he's a liar, is because, what are you getting a fuck? You know that this guy needs this item. So what are you trying to take half the item from a guy that you don't need that? Even though you might not be trying to take money from the guy. Because you'll say, he gets his half, I get my half, nobody's losing anything. But you know he needs the item. So in a case of a mitzi'ah, the guy's not such a bad guy in his brain again. The guy can rationalize. What is he rationalizing? what? And the guy, does he need a talit? He found a talit. He never knew what a talit was. He walked down the street, saw a talit. Oh, yeah, find his keepers. You know what? Might as well jump on the bandwagon. Let me grab it. So this guy, he asked, are you a bad guy? Why am I a bad guy? I'm not a bad guy. So in that case, you know, let him make a shivwa. Because he's not going to lie. And you can believe him if he makes a shivwa. Such a guy. Again, rule. I'm not going to put a shivwa where I know going in, the guy's a liar. Well, I'm not going to even start. But if I could already say, no, maybe he's telling the truth. But by mikka or mimka, I would say, listen, even though the guy's claiming, also, listen, what am I doing? I also gave money. I'm a good guy. I gave money. He gave money. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, one of you guys gave money. You threw it at the guy. At the seller. He forgot, so we can't answer him. Okay, but still, I'm not causing him a loss, basically. He'll take care of, I'll take care of, everybody's... Yeah, but you're not a good guy because you know... Oh, no! The guy was lying. The guy over here is coming with the second claim. What is he rationalizing? You know if he went to the store to buy this item, he needs this item. So by you coming along now and saying, you're trying to take away an item that you know a guy needs. Oh, so you're a wise guy. So I would have thought maybe when the guy makes a shivwa in that case, don't let him make a shivwa. Don't let him make a shivwa. The guy that's hashud on taking an item away from something that he needs it, maybe also he'll make a shivwa. Kamash malan. No. Now we go the other way. Read Gemara. V'itana. Mikach o'memkar. And if you gave me the case of Mikach o'memkar, who did Amu Rabbanan Shivu'a Aleh? In that case, I'll tell you, put a Shivu'a on him. Mishum Demore. Again, he rationalizes over there. I'm not a bad guy. Why? V'amar Havrai Demeka Yahiv. V'ana Demeka Yahivna. All right, listen. I'm not a thief. We both paid for it. Hashta the tzadikna the didi. I need the item also. Askin the anai. I'll take this item. Vechavrai lizil l'trachlis bin. Go buy another one. What? It's the only item in the world? So therefore, in this case, he rationalizes, and I'm not a crook. He paid, I paid. He wants it, let him go buy another one. He can go get another one. Oh, in that case over there, make a shivwa. He's an iman to make a shivwa. It's not like he's an outright liar. Aval mitzia deleka lememar hache emalo tziricha. What are you going to say about mitzia? Let him go find another talit? It was a mitzia. The whole thing was a mitzia. So you don't have that logic. So therefore, in that case over there, I would have thought maybe he's not neiman on the shivwa. He's not neiman on the shivwa. The guy's taking something that is a windfall that cannot be maybe replaced. You can't tell the guy, go find another mitziah. So therefore, the Gemara says both cases. So there's a tzichutah in both cases. Now the Gemara asks an obvious question. Mekach o memkar? You have an argument. I bought it. They both threw money at the guy, right? I bought it. Very simple. Go to the seller. Who gave you money? He knows. No, he took money from both guys. He took from both. One guy gave him the money willingly. One guy threw the money at him. He forgot which guy. So he doesn't know. He knows he got paid twice. Question is, he doesn't know which guy's which. Now each guy's coming along and saying, I'm the guy that gave me Dato. And you know, you're the guy that gave me Alkoro. That's the machlok. Okay, that's she. Velehzi zuze miman nakat. Nishal ta mocher. Go ask the seller. Mimiki bel dameha. Detanya bekidushin. Ne'eman ba'ala mikach loma lezem akharti velezem zolom akharti. Right. The seller has a ne'emanut to say, I sold to this guy, I didn't sell to that guy. ואף אגב זה מסיים באמת דברים אומרים שמקחו בידו, אבל אם מקחו בידו אינו אמן, שלא נתן לב לדבר כל כך להיות זכור, מאחר ששניהם חזרו אחריו בפיסוק דמיה, העוקים נעתם בדנקת זוזה מתרוויו, אחד מדתה ואחד בעל כורחה. וכיוון דלא עלה רמיה לסודה, לא יודע כולי להיות נזהר משלחו מלפניו, הם מדעתה והם בעל כורחה. אבל איך אני לא קיבל דמים, אלא מחד, מתקד אחיד, למשל. If he got money from one person, okay, then already he has to remember. Right. Where'd you get the money? But in this case over here, both threw him the money, or one guy got it, one guy got it, and they went. Now he forgets which money was given to which guy. Okay, in that case over there we say, Safik, זה יישבה, וזה יישבה, and then what's the deen? This guy will take half, and this guy will take half. Now, obviously, they get half their money back as well. Because the guy's admitting he got paid twice. They're not gonna, we don't have to go to the seller and keep the two times. And they get half their money back, and they split the talit, whatever it may be. Okay, now we continue. Now we get into... So that takes care of the technicalities of the Mishnayot, the language of the Mishnah. Taking care of business just of the semantics of the Mishnah. Well, two cases, one's a Mekahomemkar case, one's a Metzi'ah case, but we didn't get into the mechanics of Yeshivot and why you make a Yeshivot in that way. So the Gemara begins now and says like this. Matnitin delo keben nanas. Let us say that our Mishnah is not following Mishnah Ben Nanas. Who's Ben Nanas? The Gemara doesn't tell us anything about Ben Nanas. You have to know Ben Nanas. So that she says. She says, Delo ke Ben Nanas b'masechet Shavuot. Ke b'chanvani al pinkaso. A shopkeeper, chanvani. Right? He gives credit to people. Elu ve'elu ba'in le'bed din al menat li'shava. Echad mehem nashav. Two guys come to bed din. Ben Anas is going to say, you don't make them both swear. We'll see the case right now. In the case where one of them is definitely lying. Amar ba'al abayt tehanvani. Now, the Gemara doesn't give the case. She's giving you the case now. Who's ba'al abayt? The guy. He told the shopkeeper, "Ten lebni hatim bedinar, v'alai l'shalem." Do me a favor, pay my son hatim or dinar's worth. Give him credit. Give him a dinar's worth of hatim, and I'll pay you. I'll take care of you after. Or the pu'alim besela ma'ot shani chayav b'skaram. Do me a favor. I owe all my workers money. Do me a favor, Mr. Hanvani. Pay my workers, and then I'll pay. Credit me. Give me credit. Take care of me, and I'll pay you later. No, I'll cover it. Now what happens? Hu omer natati. Hu omer lo natalti. He goes back to the shopkeeper. He says, you paid it? Yeah, I paid it. He goes to his son. I didn't get anything. So now, the son is claiming, you still owe me. The Hanvani is claiming, you owe me. Because I paid it. Yeah. This guy's saying, I paid it. This guy's saying, I never got it. Oh, now he's in the middle of this guy. And they're both coming to bring the Baal HaBayit to Beit Din. I want my money, I want my money. Yes. Let the Hanvani, I swear I paid. You got to pay him. Let the workers say, I swear, we swear we didn't get paid. You got to pay them. You got to pay twice now. If you would have done it yourself, you wouldn't have had these problems. You went now. Amar ben Nanas, kesad elu ve'elu ba'in didesh shavuot shav. Ben Nanas says, that can't be the deen.
Somebody's lying.
Somebody's lying over here. I can just go, listen. Somebody over here that dies lying. Ela shnem notlim belo shavuot. Ben Nanas says, you believe their claims, unless you can prove it. You can't prove it. Pay them both without a shivu'ah. You don't put a shivu'ah in a case where you're causing definitely one of the guys to lie. It can't be. It cannot be that he paid and they're saying he didn't get it. Somebody over here is not telling the truth. So Ben Anas says, we don't force a shivu'ah in a case where Vadai, one of them will lie. Oh, so the Gemara says, Matnitin, look at Ben Anas. Because how could it be? Ze omer kula sheli, ze omer kula sheli. Ze omer kula sheli. So, ze yishava, ze yishava. Hey, who picked up the talet over here? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Oh, very good. So Gemara says, lema man yitid loke ben danas, di'i ben danas amar ketsad elu velu bayini de shivuachav. Like that's ben danas' claim. How could you bring both people to shivuachav by the case of the henbani and the balabayit? Afilu tema ben danas. I can tell you what. Mishnah is like ben danas. Hatam vaday ika shivuachav. Hacha ika lememad deleka shivuachav. Imur tetarvayu ba'ade adadi agbehuha. It's not for sure that they're both lying. There is a scenario they both can be telling the truth. They both picked it up exactly at the same time. Simultaneously, it's really zeo mekulashiv, zeo mekulashili. So it's possible, it's rare, but it's possible. So therefore, Ben and us could agree. Nashi, first white line of Nashi. Imur ba'ade hadadi agbuwa. Limitsiya. Vecholehad vehad samud ani higbati atihila vecholashili. Each guy thinks he picked it up first. Vechi mishtaba al chetsiya kushta mishtaba. Which is what he's swearing, at least what he's saying, half. It's a true swear. Right, same thing. They both, you have a case of Mekka or Memka. Maybe the guy was Mitaseh to both of them. Mm-hmm. So they really believe that half of it, at least for sure, is theirs. So they're not making a shivuach av. Good. Now the Gemara says, okay, so we got Ben Anas out of the way. Now we go to another rabbi. And this is the real sugya that the first pages of the Masechet discuss. The Shita of Sumchus. We've seen Sumchus and Shita several times. Sumchus basically is the one that says, Mamon amutal besafek holki. Money that's in question, and there's two parties claiming it, you split it. Mamon says, Matnitin de lo ke Sumchus. Mishnah is not like going like Sumchus. Deike Sumchus, because if it's like Sumchus, actually, I'm sorry, Lema. Lema matnitin de lo ke Sumchus. Let us say that the Mishnah is not like Sumchus. Deike Sumchus, ha'amar, mamon amutal besafek, holkin belo shivua. Sumchus would say in our Mishnah, you say it's all yours, you say it's all yours. We got mamon over here that's in safek. Okay, divide it. No shivua. Hamishnah says, Zeyishava. That she says, where is Sumchus? Baba Kama. The Meshur Shalgahta Parav and Imsa Uvra Besida. We had that case on Mem Vav. Oh, so the Gemara says, so who's the Mishnah must be going like? Ve'elamai Rabbanan. So who do you want to say the Mishnah is going like? The rabbis. Ha'amri ha'motzi mechavero alav hara'aya. Nashi. Be'edim. Ve'ilo lo gabe midi. Ve'achalkim b'shvu'ah. That's right. The rabbis who argue on Sumchus, what do they say? The way you get possession of an item that's under sefek, you bring witnesses. You want to say it's yours, bring it to ayah. You want to say it's yours, bring it to ayah. Where does Mishnah come along with a shivu'ah? That's not the rabbi's opinion. It's either mamon amutab safek, split it, or hamotzi mechavero. You want to say it's yours, bring a proof. You want to, so the guy who brings the witnesses, he gets the item. And until you bring the witnesses, nobody gets it. Where did the Mishnah create a new thing? No, this guy swears. So it's not some chutz, it's not the rabbis. So the Gemara says, oh, so the Gemara says like this. Hai mai. You're telling me, Mishnah is not like Sumchus. So you come along and say, oh, it's not like Rabbanan either. So the Gemara says, hey, that's not a fair question. Which means, it's easier for me to make the Mishnah like the rabbis, more than Sumchus. Why? Yamad Mishnah Rabbanan, which means, if you want to say that Mishnah's from Shitad Rabbanan, I could make a chiluk between the case of our Mishnah and where the rabbis were talking. What was the case where the rabbis were talking? You have a case over there in Shor Shenagah. Shor Shenagah Atapara V'nimsa Ubra Besida. Right? It gored, a shor gored a cow, an ox gored a cow. And there's Ubra Besida, you see a dead baby next to the cow. Now you don't know, was that from the goring? And if we damaged that, he killed the baby also? Or, no, maybe it gave birth first. And then it did. You don't know. Now, obviously, the guy who owns the para is saying, hey, you killed the... And he's coming and saying, no, before I go in, that's the... So, Sunko says, Mamona Mutav Safek, we don't know, Holkin. Rabbanan say, you're a Mutzi Mechavero. You're saying that you owed money. You want to take money out of my pocket? Prove it. Bring Edim. That's what happened. Don't compare that case to our Mishnah. That's Amutzi Mahabiru Alav Araya. That's not analogous to our Mishnah. Why? Hatam Delo Tafsi Tarvayu. Over there, nobody's holding on to anything. Right? You're trying to take money out of me. Oh. I'm holding my money in my pocket. You want to take this money out of my... I'm the Baal Ashur. I'm holding money. You're saying, you owe me that money. You killed my the baby also. I'm a mahzik. You're not a mahzik. I'm a Tzim Muhammad Allah Varaya. Right, that's the rabbi Shita. But here, I'm the Rabbana Masih Muhammad Allah Varaya. Hacha, the Tarvayu Tafse. Pagila Bishvua. Oh, these are different mechanics. Over here, they're both holding on to it. I'm not being motzi from you, but then you're being motzi from me. And therefore, in this case, what do you want to do? Well, whose claim is a better claim? You're both equal. You're both holding on. But that case over there, make a shavuah. The rabbis could be the author of this Mishnah. Look at Rashi. Alav ra'aya be'edim. Okay, we saw that Rashi. Hachi garsinat iyamat b'shtamah rabbanan, atar delo tafsit arvayu amur rabbanan, hachi tafsit arvayu padik b'shvu'ah. Rashi, tarvayu tafse, ve'en kam motzi mechavero. That's right. There's no motzi mechavero in this case. Rashi, b'shvu'a pangira. Therefore, I'll say, divide it through a shvu'a. Kevan de mechusar govayna, b'ma shechavero tofes, de'ay tafis pechula, v'ay tafis pechula, lo kimlu rabbanan lotzi mamon mechazkato, b'chdi, k'damin hatam rabbanan de ba'ay la'ayah, it's lichum shiva, which means exactly what I said. Nobody's a more mozak than the next guy. So therefore, this case, I'm not just going to split it. The rabbi said, no, you have to swear. That's not going to split money without making a shiva. Okay, you got to do something. So you make a shiva, but you're not a mozak. Okay, good. Ela, but I amar tzumchus hashta umahat amdelo tafsi tarvayu. חולקים בלא שבועה, הכה דתרוויו תפסילה, לא כל שכן. Which means, according to שיטת סומכוס, ממון המוטל בספק. Even if one is מוחזק, what do we say? חולקים, without a שבועה, כל שכן. Well, in this case, we're both of them are מוחזק. Certainly divide it without a שבועה. You see why our Mishnah cannot be Sumchus? What did Sumchus say? Sumchus said in Baba Kama, the shor gored the para, v'nimsa ubra besida. The Baal Ashur is holding out to his money. He says, by the way, I'm not paying you for this ubra. I don't know, this ubra was here from before. The other guy says, hey, what are you talking about? You got to pay me for the ubra. This happened as a result of your shor goring. I'm a morzak. And what did Sumchus say? Mamona mutal b'safek. Does he put a shivu'ah on anybody?
No.
No shivu'ah, no nothing. Which means, make the guy swear at least. Take the money out of me. Doesn't matter. So if in a case where one guy is a muhzak, sunchus doesn't demand a shivu'ah. In a case where both guys are muhzak and holding on, this guy's saying it's more, this guy's... certainly he's not going to make a showing. It was more misstep there to make the guy in Baba Kama make a shivua. You're trying to take money out of me, and he didn't. In our case, where this guy's claim is equal to this guy's claim, then you're going to make a shivua. So therefore, the Gemara is really saying, matnitin de rokesuchus. If I want to squeeze, I could say the Mishnah is like the rabbis, no problem. I'm not even squeezing it. It's a different case. But to say it's like sumchus, doesn't go. Oh. So the Gemara says, afilu tema sumchus.
No.
I can even make the case in the Mishnah like sumchus. Ki amar sumchus, shimme v'shimme. Abal bari ubari lo amar. That's it. When did Sumchus say din mamona mutad besefek holkin? In the case of shemme v'shemme. What does shemme mean? Shemme literally means maybe. Nobody knows anything over here. The guy says, I don't know. Maybe this. And he says, no, maybe that. In the case of Baba Kama, maybe it happened, maybe he gave birth before, and maybe he gave birth after. Each guy has a shemme v'shemme. Shemme v'shemme, split it. But in this case over here, where they're coming along, each guy's a bari. Ze omer kula sheri bebirur, bevedaut. In that case over there, it could be sumchus. Don't say, mamona mutab safek holkin. Maybe you'll agree that you have to make a shivua. Let's read Rashi. Shemme v'shemme. That's not known to anybody. That's all he's claiming. Maybe this happened. You want to take money out of me? Maybe that happened. We're not going to put a shivua on shimmis. However, in the case of our Mishnah, where the guy's coming with a... But okay, I picked it up first. I'm not in doubt what happened. I know what happened. I picked it up first. You climb up here. Maybe that case is supposed to agree. So don't compare the cases. Very good. So we'll stop over here. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.